Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
At Crown Jewel recently, Roman Reigns beat Brock Lesnar for the Universal Championship in dubious circumstances because Paul Heyman threw the championship into the ring, but it landed in the middle of both of them. And then Mr. Heyman shouted, "You know what to do." And now we don't know what the flub is going on, but there's a reason for this. And it's because the WrestleMania 38 main event just got set. Why? Here's why. Now, it shouldn't take a genius to figure out that it is going to be Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar, number 45, whatever the hell it is. And the big reason for this is that The Rock is out the picture. I mean, if you do dig deep enough, it certainly does seem like Dwayne Johnson was going to face off against his cousin. But as we always have to remember, The Rock is a super duper mega Hollywood star, and sometimes he can't find the time to come back and do the wrestling. So now that he's about to go to Australia to film season 2 of Young Rock, his television show, well, when WrestleMania is rocking and rolling, he's going to be in front of a camera going, "Oh man, let's talk about my childhood." That basically sums it up in a nutshell. So you'd have to presume that's now penciled into WrestleMania 39 instead, but the problem was, at SummerSlam, we had already brought back Brock Lesnar, so it was a bit like, well, we can't really hold this off until April without those two touching, so we're going to have to do something, and that's why we did it in Saudi Arabia. All of that was worked wonderfully within the story, and once again, we're still like, "Oh my gosh, what's Paul Heyman going to do?" And even though Brock Lesnar lost, did he really? There was all these shenanigans, the Usos are in there. It has still been left completely open. So we get in the time travel machine and go to WrestleMania 38. Bada bing, bada boom, it's going to be Roman versus Brock. And so what basically WWE has done in order to get through all the way to this juncture is suspend Brock Lesnar from WWE TV, which was part of the plan anyway, because the Beast isn't going to be back until the Royal Rumble. Unless, of course, there's some kind of ratings disaster, then Vince McMahon will ring up Brock and go, "Here's an extra $10 million, and then he'll pop up on SmackDown for around about 3 minutes. But this is the working plan. If he is going to come back at the Royal Rumble, and because he does want some revenge against the Tribal Chief, maybe he could even win the 30-man over-the-top rope match. I mean, I'd rather somebody else did it, but it is certainly something you could do. Then he can go away again, and then 3 months after that, he comes back to WrestleMania. You see where this is going. And I get they have tangled a lot at this stage, but I tell you, this role reversal when Roman Reigns is the bad guy and Brock Lesnar is the good guy has absolutely allowed this to be fresh. And also, when you look at it, who else is going to fill that spot? And I would love somebody like Big E to do that, and I hope he does become a mega star. But even if he does, WWE are still going to choose Roman Reigns over him. And as we know, WWE just revealed their schedule for 2022, and WrestleMania is going to be 2 nights again. So it means we're going to have 2 main events. So you are going to have to be one brave pup to predict that Roman versus Brock isn't going in one of those slots. I would say that you're going to have to pull the trigger on this Paul Heyman storyline before them. Is he going to side with Brock Lesnar or is he going to sign with Roman Reigns? And then when we do indeed get to Dallas, Roman will retain his Universal Championship. That's right, I said it has to be said, because I just think Vince McMahon is totally obsessed with keeping Roman Reigns as the champion, because do not forget that Roman Reigns has been his pet project for years, and now finally, after all of this time, well, he is treated like the top guy in the company. I mean, there's already reports, including in the latest Wrestling Observer newsletter, that Vinnie Mac would like Roman Reigns to break Brock Lesnar's Universal Championship run record. Now, I think Brock got to like 504, and right now, Roman's on 415, so he's absolutely definitely going to do it. Now, of course, this means by Mania 38, Roman will have held it for around about 600 days, which is absolutely nuts. But can I envision a world where we get to WrestleMania 39 and it is Roman versus The Rock and Reigns still hasn't dropped that title? Yes, yes I can, because between you and me, WWE can be crazy. It's also going to be a lot of acknowledgement. And just to be a massive hypocrite, I'm not saying that Roman Reigns couldn't lose it or shouldn't lose it. I don't have a problem at all with Brock Lesnar winning that match, being Universal Champion for a while, and then getting to SummerSlam and doing it again, and Roman can win it back. And I know I totally agree with you, it should be a young pup who finally rises up the ranks and beats the big dog. But once again, it's WWE. When does that ever happen? I mean, in the last 10 years, never. If you do that as well, when you get to Survivor Series, you can also do Roman versus Brock again. Roman can be victorious there. That does draw a line under the program, and then who comes out on Raw the next night? If you smell. Talking about The Rock. And also, just to tie into that point we just said, given that there should be no way that Dwayne Johnson wins that and becomes the champion, guess who can be in position after WrestleMania in 2023, and I mean this too, I ain't joking, Bron Breakker. There's a guy in NXT that Vince McMahon is going to love. Why can't he be the guy to beat Roman Reigns and finally become a champion of his own? More importantly than all of this, I just hope that WWE comes up with a narrative and comes up with a plan and sticks to it. I remember listening to a Kurt Angle podcast recently, and Kurt was like, yeah, towards the end of my time there, it was really weird when we got to WrestleMania, because back in the day, we would plan this stuff at least 6 months out, and then in the modern era, we'd be like 48 hours away and people running around going, we don't know what to do. So if you're gonna do this, put it all in place and stick to it, and I genuinely would rather have that with all the ups and the downs, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, than even putting on some kind of hardcore pleasing fan match that you came up with 8 minutes before WrestleMania was gonna go live. Because even though I would enjoy that on the day, I tell you, if we are doing that, everything preceding it probably is gonna suck. The last stat we do need to guffaw about when it comes to our tribal chief, oh, Roman Reigns, we love you, is that if he does main event WrestleMania 38, he is now up to 5 main events in WrestleMania history. I mean, for comparison's sake, Hulk Hogan is top of that list with 8, and even John Cena throughout his whole career only did 5. So given that Roman has a lot left in the tank, he could make it to 10. And you're probably going, he's never gonna make it to 10. Really? Really? Look what he's already done so far. As is the way with WWE, plans can always change, but given that there's rising tides with other companies, I think now is the time to really get in there with some storytelling. So let's start telling some stories. It's not like Brock and Roman aren't great. Of course, they're absolutely fabulous, but you need to give them the tools in order for them to create. And that is by giving them an endpoint and saying, hey, why don't we collaborate and decide what the beginning is and decide what the end is, so all of that makes sense when we do indeed wrap everything up. Because I'm sick of that. I'm sick of plot holes and pick characters just walking around going, you know that thing I did last week? Then you just forget about it. Because right now it doesn't really work. And there's only one man that can do that. It's always been the way, and it probably will be the way for a long time to come. Of course, his name is Vincent Kennedy McMahon. And we know Vince loves Roman, and we know Vince loves Brock. So let's use that love and ensure that all of this is fine. If you ain't into this dude, you may want to go watch a different company for a little while. Because what are we in? October, November. We'll call it November. So November, December, January, February, March, April. So 6 months. That's right. It's going on for another half a year at least. And I'm going to call it now. I say it goes on for the next 12.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.